Section A.
1. You see, a marine biologist is now appearing on the screen.
Yeah, we are now being taken on a tour, familiarizing with life in the salty depths. It's an interesting tell-teaching lesson.
Question. What are the man and woman doing? 2. Alice is in a bad mood today. What's wrong with her?
She failed the examination which she prepared for a long time.
Question. What can you conclude from this conversation? Awful. I haven't prepared for that. 4. Since it's the rush hour, let's take the subway.
Okay, it's not as direct as the bus, but it's faster and there will be less chance of a traffic jam.
Question. Why did the man and woman decide to take the subway?
5. If I were you, I would take a bus instead of a plane. Flying makes me nervous.
But it will take me forever to get there by bus.
Question. What does the man prefer to do? 6. Could you tell me the least expensive way to get to London?
If you go by bus, it's only £20. But if you go by train, it's almost twice that much.
Question. What does the man explain to the woman?
7. Miss Green, I told Dr. Smith that I would call him in the Paris office at 11 o'clock their time. Please find out the time difference for me so that I'll know when to place the call.
It's 4 hours earlier in Paris, sir.
Question. When should the man place his call to Paris? 8. There's no use going to the store now.
You are right. It's after 5:30 already.
Question. When does the store probably close? 9. Jane told me you were on a diet. How much weight have you lost?
Well, to start with, I weighed 150 pounds. The first 2 weeks, I took off 10 pounds. But then I gained 5 pounds back over the holiday.
Question. How much does the woman weigh now?
10. Was the movie as good as you expected?
It was a waste of time and money.
Question. How does the man feel about the movie?
Section B.
Passage 1. And now for the Monday morning weather report. Right now, the skies over the Chicago area are sunny and clear. We are expecting warm, dry weather to continue throughout the day with temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Winds will continue to be slightly variable as high as 10 miles per hour. We are going to have fair weather continuing over the next couple of days, so that means clear and somewhat cooler weather tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny again and quite warm. No precipitation is expected for at least 3 to 4 days. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you've just heard.
11. Who is the speaker?
12. What will the daytime weather probably be like on Tuesday morning?
13. What's the long-range forecast for the next few days? Passage 2. There is a strange area in the Atlantic Ocean called the Bermuda Triangle. People have been fascinated by the Bermuda Triangle for years because of the mysterious disappearance of many ships and planes in the area. In fact, it is difficult to find any agreement about the boundaries of the area. Whereas most people argue that the triangle's northernmost point is Bermuda, its westernmost point is Florida, and its eastern point is the coast of Africa. A few researchers prefer the northern point to be in the Boston area. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard.
14. On what do most people agree?
15. What did the speaker say had been lost in the Bermuda Triangle?
16. Where is the Bermuda Triangle? Passage 3. 2 bombs exploded in Algeria Tuesday as a European Union team met with government leaders to discuss the wave of civilian massacres. One bomb went off at a bus center in the center of the capital of Algiers, killing one person, and an hour later, another bomb blew up in the coastal town of Annaba, killing 3 others. The Algerians agreed to allow European Union deputy foreign ministers to discuss the situation, but again turned down any UN investigation. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you've just heard.
17. What happened in Algeria on Tuesday?
18. Where did the first bomb go off?
19. How many people were killed in the 2 bombings?
20. What did the Algerians reject?